Today's daf Bava Basra, daf Nun Dalad. Nun Dalad, we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We are in the sugyas of Kinyan Chazaka. That was the start of yesterday's daf, which continues over till today. Kinyan Chazaka. So Amar of Amram. If Amram says Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Right, Amram, we can talk about Amoraim and Tanaim named after certain people in Tanakh. So Amram is there, even though Moshe is not there. Right, Amram makes it to the Talmudic name list, even though Moshe does not. Remember, also Amram was one of the four people that Gemara and Shabbos says that never sinned. Amram, Binyamin, Kilav, and Yishai, the four people that were close to the Gadol Hador, but that's Rav Amram. Amar of Amram. Hai Milsa, Amar Lan Rav Sheshes, V'yan Harinu, Einin Mimas Nisa. The following statement Rav Sheshes told us, and he lit up our eyes from a braisa. Meaning he told us something and he proved it. He proved it. He lit up our eyes from a braisa. We have to look at everything in Torah about our eyes being lit up. Right? Oh, he brought us a proof. No, he lit up our eyes. That's how we have to look it up. He lit up our eyes. Mahi. So what exactly was the idea? The Tanya. Kate said, Bechazaka. How do you know that Chazaka works? Na'alo min alo ohitirlo min alo. If an Eved. Did I start where we started from? I did, right? What? No. Did I skip? Did I skip? I think we're up to Rav Amram. Right, I skipped a line. I knew I skipped a line. I said, why are we bringing the proof already? Because we never say the statement. Right, so what did Rav Sheshes tell us? He said it's the following line. If somebody spreads out mattresses, Matzia Matzos, Benechse Hagir Kana, you go over to a Hefker field and you spread out mattresses, and Pashtus, according to the Rov Rishonim here, you sleep on them. Meaning, you bring a sleeping bag, you bring a mattress, and you sleep on Nechse Agir, on a Hefker property. Kana, you are Kona it. Right? That is an act of Chazaka. Taking a mattress or taking a sleeping bag and sleeping on the floor. That is enough of a Kenya Chazaka. Like we said yesterday, Chazaka is not only a physical act, but it could be an act of Hana'a. So this is an act of Hana'a. What's the source of this, that just sleeping would be a Kenyan. So the Rashbam says that it's based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk by the source of Kenyan Chazaka. The Rashbam says in Hitziya Matzos, V'nira be'enai, d'mehacha yalfinan, d'nafkal on karka nikna b'chazaka, b'kiddushin mehaikra. Which pasuk do we learn in Mesechas Kiddushin? Ushvu ba'arechem asher tafastem, live and sit in the cities that you grab, that you go to Eretz Yisrael, but my tefasa be yeshiva. So this uses the lashon of shvu, yeshiva. V'od number one, midachsiv v'yirashim osav yishavtem ba. Right, pasuk and pashas maasei. It says that, but my yirashim yeshiva. V'hainu bechal yeshiva k'shoshochiv ala karka. See, it's a word issue. You see, the lashon used in the psukim by Kedi Chazaka is yeshiva, so it must be sitting and lying is a lashon of Chazaka. That's what the Rashbam says. Says the Rashba, quoting the Rashbam, 1 minute. If this is true, then what do you need to bring the sleeping bag for? Just sit. Just lie down on the ground. Ani tama imkain my time inokad itziya matzos. I feel yoshiv ala karka. Osha shachav ala below matzos. Say, sit on the ground. That should be good enough if it's a lashon of yeshiva. So says the Rashba, the efshar, maybe it is not true. Because if you just sit or lie down without the mattress, how comfortable are you? What kind of hana is it? Yeshiva means a nice yeshiva, a pleasurable yeshiva. Tekol sheshacha v'agabe karka ein zederach hana u'b'chiha lo kana. It's not an issue of sitting. It's a sitting. It's a pleasurable yeshiva. So that's all the pshat fit agreeing with the Rashbam, but saying why it has to be a yeshiva on a mattress or on a sleeping bag. The Yeshbi Shapiro. Then he quotes that they are the pshat of the Gemara. It's the Rimigash. Hitziya matzos sheyipa es akarka b'hatzos matzos kana. Second pshat is that no, you didn't sleep on it. What's the language of the Gemara? Matziya matzos. Period. Or the 90% of the Rishonim say, and add on, v'shachav aleha. No, the Rimi Gash says, no, it just means you spread out. You made it look nice. You made it look like a nice place to sleep. You spread out, and even not a nice place to sleep, a nice place to look at. Let's say you put it's like hanging up a beautiful linen on a wall to make it look pretty. So do here, maybe you spread something, you have a matzos, to make a look at it. Nothing to do with yeshiva. And why does it work? Because it's just like as we saw yesterday, we'll see a little more today about if you draw something, if you do something nice to beautify the area, that also might be a kinyan chazaka. So that is machlokas rishonim here. What exactly is the case? The Rush says, let's say you set up a table and sit at the table. That also is a kinyan chazaka. Any type of hana'a type of act, that is works. But that's Rav Sheshes' statement. Rav Sheshes quoted by Rav Amram, that if you're matzia matzos, benichse hager, you are kona. So now, v'yanarinu enimim masisa mahi, what's the riot from the Brisa? So the Tanya, the Brisa says, ketzer b'chazaka, how are you kona in eved by kinyin chazaka? How are you kona in eved? In eved can be nikla b'shtar. Right, but how do you call it an eved? We're talking about an eved kena'ani here. How you call it an eved? So, no, lo min alo, if the eved ties the shoe of the master, ohitir lo manano, or he unties the shoe. If he does any act of servitude, that exactly is an act or a reflection of acquisition. Osha holech kelev achar lo beis hamerchatz, or he schleps his towel to the bathhouse. Vehivshitu, if he does anything an eved would do. Gemara's elsewhere talk about what if an Eved wears tefillin in front of the master? Is that good enough? Because tefillin, Eved Kanani, is potami tefillin. Right? It's like Chayvim Mitzvahs like an Isha. So it's tefillin, but sometimes a woman can, this is Van Grama, can they? But wearing tefillin is an act that only a Bel Chorin would do. So is that enough? Right? Does it have to be an act of an Eved related to the Baal, or any act that an Eved would or wouldn't do? So these examples here are acts that have to do with the Baal. He puts on his shoe, he unties his shoe, he takes his kelim to the base of Merchatz, vihivshitu, he helps him get undressed, vihirchitsu, he washes him, osachu, he smears him with oils, gardu, he rubs his skin, he'll bishu, he helps him get dressed, hinilu, what's the difference between this hinilu and nalo minalo? So somebody showed him, trying to figure it out. The response is pasha. So no difference. Just give me the whole list of going to the shower till you get dressed again. So it says it again. Hinilu higbiu kinao. This is the one we're going to focus on. He lifts him up. He lifts him up. He is kona him. So what do you mean? Who lifts up who? So we'll have to see in a minute. Amar Reb Shimon, lo te chazaka gedol mi hagbah. Reb Shimon says, no way. What do you mean? Chazaka cannot be greater than hagbah. And shagbah kona b'chol makom. And hagbah always works. What exactly is what's Reb Shimon's taina? So we don't know yet. But what does he mean, hagbah kona b'chol makom? So the Rashbam explains that hagbah works in any rishus. See the last line of the Rashbam? Shahare hagbah chamurahi to kona afilu b'rishus mocher. Right? Hagbah works even b'rishus mocher, even in the rishus of the seller. If I go into your property and lift something up, I'm kona it. Mishicha does not work. Mishicha only works. Mashenki b'mishicha mesira. Right, the mishicha only works out of the rishus of the mocher. V'gam kona b'rishus arabim u'besimta, even in the rishus arabim. So there's a big difference, big lumdus, hopefully one day we'll talk about it, the difference between Hagba'ah and Mishicha. He was talking about Chazaka, but Hagba'ah versus Mishicha, Rav Shechter has a piece in Eretz HaTzvi, where he discusses how Hagba'ah is more of a result-oriented kinyan. You're having it in your domain, while Mashiach is more tali on the act. That's why Hagba'ah can work anywhere, because Lamaisa, you're holding it now. Mashiach, it's more about a physical Maisa Mashiach, and therefore it might not be considered a Maisa Mashiach if you didn't get it out of the Mocher's Rishus. That's why you might have to do it in Rishus Arabim, or in your own Rishus. That's how the Rashbam alludes to that issue of Hagbah versus Mashiach. But either way, back to our Gemara. So the Machlokas Tanam quoted, the Tanakama says that you have to do a Kinyan Chazak on the Eved, including lifting the Eved, lifting him up, and the Rashi Reb Shimon says, no. So what's Reb Shimon's complaining about? So Micah Amar asked the Gemara. So Afi Gamar, now we'll explain the Machlokas, and then we'll see how it relates. Higbiu l'rabo kina'o. If he lifts up the master when the master needs a little lift, let's say the master is trying to reach something on top of a ledge. So the Eved gives him a lift, he says, here, stand on my shoulder, and he lifts him up. So in that way, he's kona him. He's kona him. The master is kona him in that way, because that is a sign of Avdus. But Higbio Rabbalo Lokano. What if the master lifts up the Eved? The master lifts up the Eved, so that doesn't work. That doesn't work, says the Tanakama. Why? Because Avadim aren't nikne bahagba'ah. Says the Rashbam, only metaltalin are normally picked up. You don't pick up a person. Right, maybe little kids try to see how strong they are. So they lift up the, another person. But people aren't picked up. So that's why, Ein derech lahagbiya b'nei adam, says the Rashbam, and therefore, in master lifting up an eved is not nikta, even though it's like hagba. That's Reb Shimon's problem. Amar Reb Shimon, lo te chazaka gedola me'agba, she'vakon v'chol makom, why not? Hagba is more shchiach, hagba should work. So it's a machlokas between the Tanakama and the Reb Shimon. But what did the Tanakama say? If a master is on, everybody agrees that if a master is on the Eved, and the Eved is underneath, and giving Hana'a to the master is on, an Eved, and the Eved is giving the Hana'a, that works. So too, the comparison is to Rosh Hashanah's statement, if I am on top of Nichsei Hager, I'm on top of an ownerless property, and I'm getting Hana'a from it, so then I am Kona'it. Just like an Eved lifting up a master, so to the ground supporting the person lying on it. Read the Matziah b'nichsei, Matziah Matzos b'nichsei Hager. So that is the Rav Sheshes lit up the eyes. Rav Amram lit up the eyes. Rav Sheshes told us something and he lit up our eyes. Interesting, Rav Sheshes was he a Sagi Nahar? So it's interesting that now I'm just thinking about the Lashon now. Rav Sheshes told us this and he lit up our eyes. It's interesting, Lashon used Dafka by someone who's Sagi Nahar. Interesting.
Shouldn't a comfortable case be where he lies on the Eved to make himself more comfortable or something like that?
If he lies on the Eved to make him more comfortable, wouldn't that be comparable? But you don't lie on people. If you don't lift up people, that would be something unusual. So I don't think that would be a Kenyan.
It's not exactly the same. The Eved is doing something for the
Eved. Right, but you're getting Hana'a from the source of what you're trying to be machzik. I think that in that way, if you generalize it like that, that would work. The Rambam says, the Rambam has a discussion about kinyan chazaka of an Eved, where he says, in the second parak of Hilchas Mechira, Eved Kenani harehu kakarka l'kniya. An Eved Kenani is like karka when it comes to kinyan. V'nikne v'kesev v'bashar v'chazaka. An Eved Kenani is nicknamed with all three. Uma hiya chazaka v'kinyan avadim. What's the chazaka? She yishtamish bo kederach she mishtamshin ba'avadim b'fnei rabban. Right, if you use the Eved, or the Eved acts in a way in front of the master like an Eved acts. Ketzad, and he quotes our Gemara. Hitir lo minala, o shehina lo minala, o shehola chakkele lachol abis amerchas. O hefshita, o sacha, o garter, o hilbishu, o higbio ez rabo kana. So he leaves out the second minalo. Maybe that's based like the Rashbam, he thinks it's the same thing. And he says if he lifts up his master, fine. Next line of the Rambam. V'chein ihim higbia haraves ha'eved kunahu. The Rambam paskins, according to our gears of the Rambam, which is what seems to be the case. Also, the other way works. Okay. So the notes is Caleb saying he's passing like Reb Shimon. Can't pass like Reb Shimon. So the Ravid already cannot accept this, and the Ravid, interestingly here, instead of just banging the Rambam on the head and saying you're wrong, he says, "Oh, the Rav must have had a different girsa. He must have had a different girsa. He must have had the following girsa. Nira midvarav delogaras ba plukta." It must be that he doesn't have it as a machlokas like we have it. Ella hachigaris higbiyo hula rabo kno higbiyo rabo lo amar Reb Shimon lo te chazaka gedola me'agba. Meaning that case of lifting up the master lifting up the eved was just a new case Reb Shimon brought in. The Tanakhama did not talk about it. Hachigaris la harav. That's what it must be. What the Rambam is goris. That's what the Ravid says. The Rashba then says. Bryce refreshes. Then there's a machlok. So that's the assumption of the Nosa Kalim. The Rambam had a different girsa. He's not passing like Reb Shimon. Number two is the discussion here in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba like he always does. Because the Rashba kasav the dafka kol elu v'chayotzi b'enshin malachus shel eved avol tafra lo beged v'chayotzi b'zeh she'ena malachus shel eved. What if the eved does a different kind of work that's not dafka, a servant type of work? Let's say he sews something for his master. His master's shirt got ripped. So he says that would not work because that's only like achilas peros. That's not like a kinyan chazaka b'guf eved, and therefore it would not work. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. That's what the Magen Mishnah quoting the Rashba. Then the Magen Mishnah says, but 1 minute, according to the Rambam, we mentioned many times already, achilas peros does work. If it is das acheres makne, you don't need a maisa begufa eved. So therefore, according to the Rambam, maybe you don't need one of these acts. Maybe even sewing would work for the Rambam. Says the Magen Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Magen Mishnah. It says, I don't think so. The Rambam is very clear here. You have to do a Maisa of Hishtamshus Ba'avadim. Dafka. And therefore it has to be one of these menial type of acts, not just sewing, which is not considered as menial. Okay, but that is a discussion in the Magen Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah. Do you have the concept of Achilas Peiris versus Gufo Shel Karka by Avadim or not? Either way, the Rama had a different girsa in our Gemara.
That last case is also
the last case of what?
With the Rav is
Magbiya the Eved. Well, the language of Reb Shimon is, it can't be worse than Hagbah. So you're saying, would it be Hagbah? Maybe it's not Chazak, it's Hagbah. Again, Chazaka is very, like we said, there's no specific act. Hagbah, other kinyanim are specific acts that are mandated. Chazaka is very expansive. So this could be a Hagbah that is a Chazaka. Again, you can't, Reb Shimon would agree that you can't lift up, it's not derech to lift up people. But maybe it's something that like a master would do. He lift up his eved to show that he's in control of him. Something like that. Vayter. Amar b'yirmiya b'yira amar b'yuda. Haiman d'shada lifta b'pili d'ara d'ger. Okay, we continue our discussion of acquiring. The Gemara keeps saying ara d'ger, but basically means hefker. Right? How do you acquire items that are being sold to you? How do you acquire items that do not belong to you, that belong to nobody? That's the field of a ger who has no yarshim. So let's say somebody throws a turnip into a crack in the ground of Nichsei HaGer. The point is that you don't have to dig and you don't have to put dirt on top of it. Right? So let's say you throw a turnip in and it starts growing. Right? Sometimes you just throw a certain type of plant, like an arava or something, and it works. So if you throw a turnip into a crack, into Nichsei HaGer, lo have chazaka. That does not create a chazaka. Why dafka? Turnip? Would we have discussed a turnip? So the Ritva says, because the turnip grows like that. That's why dafka. Lamaisa. Haidanaga lifta, yesh omrim, ebreshet someach mehera, ushvacho yoter karov. Begame no tzorch lahashlich elav afar. Ubalav achanami utsomeach. Right, it grows like this. I gotta ask the turnip farmers. Right, so says the Gemara, if you throw in a turnip into the crack, it's not a chazaka. Why not? By taima, be'idna d'shada lo avishivcha. At the moment that you threw it in, you did not appreciate the land yet. You didn't do anything good to the land. Hashta d'kashavach memela kashavach. It only is mashbiach. It only appreciates later on, and that is a davar d'memela. It only happens by itself. He didn't do anything, and therefore he's not considered a... It's not considered a good kinyan. The Rashbam here says that not only is the actual throwing it into the crack, what happens after if you pick it up and then you eat? Is that good enough? What if you eat some of the turnips? We discussed in the Rambam just now, Achilas Peiris. Look at the eighth line of the skinny lines of the Rashbam. V'achilas alef hasnami ein achazaka. Eating the turnip also is not a chazaka. Why? The achilas peiros eino kone v'lo ave chazaka liknos. Shahare eino oseb belakitas haperos v'lo ave achilasam shum tikkun bekarka. Sheidoma l'nol gadol paretz. Remember, this is in Nichsei Hager. If you remember, the Rambam also agrees that achilas peiros is not good enough. You don't have to say this Rashbam is against the Rambam. When it comes to hefker items, which nobody is pushing into my rishos, so then it could very well be that everybody agrees that you need a ma'isa b'guf hakarka, and achilas peiros is not good enough. Who argues with this? The Yad Rama. The Yad Rama here says, no. The same halacha would apply. Actually, by now, he's not talking about achilas peiros. He's just talking about the Gemara itself. The Yad Rama says that our Gemara, which says that he threw a turnip into no man's land, into ownerless land, the same thing would apply by somebody else's land. What's the chiddush of saying ownerless land? Because there, says the Yad Rama beautifully, you might have said, by Nichsei Chavero, if I throw a turnip in. So, fine, it doesn't work right then, because I wasn't mashpia of the land right then. But, you know what, maybe it should work later on. But because it's delayed, if it's Nichsei Chavero, so then it automatically reverts back to my friend's Rishus. It's in his Rishus now. So you didn't do something that works, so it's mine. But you might have thought by Nichsei Hager, by ownerless, it didn't work right now, but maybe it's held in abeyance. And it works eventually. There's nobody else coming to try to take away my tried chazaka. That's why it says Nichsei Hager, because that's the chiddush. Buy somebody else's property, sure doesn't work. Delomi buy me Nichsei Chavero. Tekiva de Islahu Bailim, Kishivcha Ara, Memela, Mikami de Lizki ba Machzik, Diakati lo Avad ba Chazaka Gemura, Becheska Se de Marakaima. It says the original guys. Ula Dilei hu de Shivcha, Velo Kanile Machzik ba Hu Shivcha. Avad ba Nichsei Hager, De Leslahu Bailim, Umishabcha Ara lav Labar Nash Shivcha. Really, it's not appreciating to anybody else in the world. So Salkadai Tachamina, Hani Shadi Bizra Ada Asu Shivcha Kula Chazaka Arichtahi. It's all one long chazaka, which I threw the turnip in today, and it extended. V'kanyel olamachzik. I would have thought it's one big zriya. I planted it today, and it goes all the way until 2 weeks from now, when it actually takes root. So now it's nishbaf. So fine, by somebody else's, it doesn't work, because he gets it right away when mine didn't work. But here, it should work. It should be looked at as a zriya arichta. Kamashbolan, it doesn't. Kamashbolan, it doesn't. What does this remind you of? What does it remind me of? Reminds me of a major fascinating machlokas in Meseches Shabbos. Shabbos Ayin Gimel. Right, we know we're going to talk about this from this Shabbos. We're going to start talking about Melech Shabbos. Melech is Borer we're starting with. We're going to do Bez Shem all the Sidur of the Pas, but go a little out of order. There's a fascinating machlokas by Zoreya. By Zoreya. Zoreya is an interesting malacha. Because what's the malacha of Zoreya? I plant something. I throw a seed into the ground today. When does the Zoreya happen? This week. Not today. Not that I throw a seed into the ground. And it's a delayed malacha. What happens if I throw a seed in the ground and then an hour later I go and take the seed out of the ground? Did I violate anything? The Gemara says in Shabbos in the first parak, if I put something in the oven, so my friend puts something in the oven, right, make a piti, slap it on the oven, and I want to prevent my friend from doing a malacha. So the Gemara talks about, am I allowed to take it out of the oven? Because however it was, the Metzias, it's an Issa Drabbanan to take it out of the oven. So that's the Gemara of Chatei Bishul Shiyiske Chavirecha. Am I allowed to violate an Issa Drabbanan to take it out of the oven in order to prevent my friend from violating an Issa Daraisa Bishul? So the Gemara there talks about that you could prevent the malacha Bishul from happening. Fine. So do we say the same thing here? If I pick up the seed from the ground before it's nishtaresh, so does that prevent the malacha from happening? Says the Rishash, of course it does. Of course it does. Nothing happened. It's just like Bishul. The Rishash, Ayin Gimel, on the Mishnah of Lamentas Malachas. The Rishash there says, Bikom akom, kiban ayde zriyaso ata, yisharish acharkach, chayiv kmo ofev et sola techayiv, avavish nefev enisla acharkach. Right, it's the same thing by Bishul. That is the Rishash. Who argues? The Menchas Chinuch. Unbelievable. Menchas Chinuch says, the Malacha of Zoreya, if you put the seed in the ground, you're chayif, period. You're chayif. Even if you take it off, you take the seed out before. Zriya is the Maisa Zriya. Period. The Maisa Zriya. The Al Zriya Shezara Chayev Avshalo Hishrish V'Nikla Klal. What happens if the rain washes away the seed? And it doesn't never plant. Kagonch and its Kalkal Tekev Ide Izasiba. Osha Tekev Higbi Alakarka. Chayev Maisa Zriya. Don't compare it to Bishul. Don't compare it to Bishul. Why? Because there Afiyah Hiya Malacha V'Chayev Bishas Afiyah. Aval Hacha HaMalacha Hiya Zriya V'Chayev Tekev Al Zriya. And then he says V'Nira Pashut. So Pashut, everybody argues on him. But here at Pashut, the imzara adaita lahagbia takif, velo yitzma klal. What if when I put it in this, I'm doing it and I have kavana to lift up the seed in 5 minutes from now. When I put it in the ground, mikal makom, maisa hazriya b'makom tzmicha asura min haTorah, v'zeh havilei malacha. V'imkein havilei, kibone amanas listar, okosiv amanas limchok, devade chayav ala maisa, hachanami kein nireboru. Let's say it twice. Pashut borer. Right, that's Yad Rama. Zriya is a Maisa Memushachas. You might have thought that you put the seed in, and you might have thought that it works as a kinyan if it's Nechsei Ager. Kamash Bulan, it doesn't work. That gets into the Zriya Memushachas, Machlokas, with Hasinuch, and the Rishash. All the Lamdas on Zriya quote that Machlokas Achrona.
So if a person went into the Nechsei Ager and planted seeds.
If a person goes into Nechsei Ager and planted seeds. Would that be a planted, actually, well, if you dig, we said digging and covering with dirt, that's all a chazaka.
Let's say just planted the seeds. Planted seeds
in the ground, did he move the ground at all? Or is it like Shadda Lifta Bepile?
That's what I'm saying, right? If you can.
It says Lo Avi Chazaka, it's not a good chazaka.
Throwing a turnip, you could say he went in and he planted.
Put a seed in it, but Lechora, seeds need to be covered. That's why I didn't give that example. Seeds need to be covered with the dirt. Good. Baruch Hashem, we did 3 lines. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel continues. Hi man, de pashach dikla adaita de dik, pashach dikla, comma. Somebody who prunes their palm tree. So, a palm tree. So is that a chazaka or not? So it depends. Adaita the diklakani. If you did it, al da'as to be kona the dikla, and to be kona the Tosas Rid adds, the entire field you want to be kona, really. So then kani, then you're kona. Adaita to chiyusa lo kani. But if you just cut down the branches in order to feed to your animals, then the kinyan does not work. How do you know? Hechidami. If you took from both sides of the tree, obviously you're trying to make it even, to be good for the tree, and therefore you're kona it. If you just went to one side of the tree and you just took all the branches off from that one side, then it must just be for your animals, and that is not a kinyan. Interesting. So even though it's what we call a psikresha, could be, right? You're cutting down and you might be helping out the tree, but because you don't have kavana, you don't have kavana to be kone, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need kavana liknos. Even though, I might just add, even though one of the svaras of why psik ratio works in Hilchos Shabbos is because it's as if you had kavana, you do act A, which leads to act B, right? And for sure it's going to happen, right? I dragged the branch on the soft ground, so it's good. Why you chayiv? You need kavana. For kilu is kavane. So here, what do you mean you need kavana? You know, it might be that by kinyonim you need lamaisa kavana. You don't just need halachic kavana, and therefore, you don't have to bring that in here. V'yomer Shmuel. But the Gemara says maybe it's not even a psik ratio because it depends how you did it. V'yomer Shmuel. Hi, man, the Zachi Zachia. Somebody who's Zachi Zachia. What's Zachi Zachia? You sweep up your field from the little branches and the little splinters that are lying around the field. So adaita da arakoni, if you're sweeping it up and smoothing it out because for the good of the grounds, you're kone it. Adaita da tzivilo kone, but if you're just doing it to collect firewood, you're not kone it. Hey chidami, shakal ravare vizutri, how do you know? If you took the big and the small pieces, adaita da ara, then it must be you're clearing it for the ground, and therefore you are kone the ground. If you only took the big pieces and left the small ones, adaita da tzivi, you must be doing it for firewood. Period. Yomar Shmuel. Next case of Shmuel. These are all cases of Shmuel about kinyanim. Haiman da askil tikla. If somebody is askil tikla, similar. You remove. The Rosh Hashanah says michsholos. Also, you're smoothing out the ground because you want the plow to go smoothly. Adaita da arakani. Adaita da beidari lokani. If you do it al das for the ground, fine. If you're doing it al das to build a threshing area, right? You want to thresh. You want to do dash. In your field, lokani, that does not work. You're not koned. Hey chidami, so how, again, how do you know? So shaka mul yavashada benatza adaita ta'ara. If you took, there were mounds and there were holes, ditches. If you took the extra dirt that were on the mounds and you put them in the holes and you smoothed it out beautifully exactly the whole area, then you know you're doing it for the ground and therefore you're koned it. Mul yavamulya benatza adaita beidari. If you didn't do that, but you just like went to the mounds and like patted it down. So it wouldn't be totally, you know, sticking up. Or you went to the holes and you tried to like kick some of the dirt in, but you didn't do a professional job. So then it must be you're just making it good for a threshing floor, which does not need perfect flat, and therefore you are not kone it. Machlokas here in the Rashbam, between the Rashbam and Tosfos, what's wrong with the threshing floor? Aren't you using the land there too? So the Rashbam explains, oh, a threshing floor is always temporary. You're going to use it for a threshing floor temporarily, and then you're going to ruin it again in order to make it good for plowing. So any type of tikkun, important lashon in the Rashbam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about the 10th line, towards the end of the line in the Rashbam, v'chol tikkun shesofo listar eino elo kilkol. Any fixing up in the world of kinyan chazaka that is going to end up being a ruining, it's misakein amanas lekalkel. So that's not considered a kinyan chazaka, and a goren generally is sofel kalkalo. Therefore, he adds, according to my svari, he says nearly, if you're making a permanent threshing floor, then it would be good enough, because then you're doing a tikkun permanently. That's the Rashbam shita. Tosas just wonders, how would you ever know if it's going to be permanent or temporary? The Gemara here keeps asking, how do you know? How do you know? How would you know if it's temporary or permanent threshing floor? That's why Tosas leaves it b'tzarach iyan. How exactly that would work? Back to the Gemara. More Shmuel. V'yomer Shmuel, hi man, the pasuk maya ba'ara adait. If somebody opens up water into his field, right, he wants to irrigate, so he wants water to go into his field, adait to arakani, adait to karvilokani. Again, same type of chiller. If you're doing it for the land, fine. If you're doing it to catch fish, then you're not kone it. Hey, chidami, how do you know? Pasuk trei, babi, chad maya, v'chad mafek, adait to kavri. If you opened up into your field two from you opened up on one side and you opened it up on the other side too. So the water is going to go in and the water is going to go out. Then obviously you're doing it to catch fish. You let the water go out. You just want to catch the fish. But if you only opened up one little gate, then it's obviously you want the water to stay there, and therefore the das is aara. Even though it could be that you want to do it to catch the fish, you don't know for sure. But the Rishonim explain, if you're doing a chazaka and there's a chance that it's a kinyan chazaka, we say fine, it was a kinyan chazaka. Good. Hahi, it's a da'achla dikla b'tavshicha. There was a woman who was eating from a dekel tree all on one side. That's what the tavshicha means, all on one side. Meaning, like Shmuel said before, it does not work. Tzleis Hashnan, for 13 years, she was eating the fruit off of a palm tree, but only eating the dates of one side of the palm tree. Asa hahu rafak tute perta, somebody else came and stuck a shovel in under the ground, under the tree. Asa lakami de levi, v'amri lakami de marukva, upme biyade. They gave it to, even though she ate for 13 years, they gave it to this guy who stuck a shovel in. Asi katsavcha kame, she starts screaming, what do you mean? This has been my tree for 13 years. Omar la ma'evelacha. He says, sorry, what can I do for you? So the achzikis k'demachzki inshi. You didn't do a kenyan on it. Shmuel said, well, you did, didn't work. So it doesn't matter how long you did it for. It doesn't work. I'm very sorry. Omar Rav, hatzart sura b'nechzi ager kana. What I alluded to before. Let's see, draw a picture b'nechzi ager. Draw a picture. You go into an ownerless house, and you draw a beautiful picture. Kana, right? So that works as a kenyan. Because again, that's how we're kind of drawing a picture. All of these, you put all of these dafim together. Haran's bilus, right? If you're a stranger, you don't draw pictures. Don't draw pictures. So it starts through. If you draw a picture, but that's Erekana. De Rav lo kana leginsa de bei Rav ela b'tzursa. Rav wasn't Kona, the garden next to his base manager. So he drew a picture. Rav was an artist, right? So therefore, it must you see pictures. Pictures work. And this is the Gemara that the Ritva was alluding to yesterday that we mentioned that says if you draw a beautiful picture, it doesn't even have to be at the Pesach. Because as long as it's a makam chashuv and it's noticeable, even, right, there's no limitation here. Even if it's out of the door, it is good enough. What type of picture did Rav draw? What did Rav draw a picture of? So the Rashbam says animals. Right? Tsuras chaya o of, chashuva, v'dai be'echad. Says Tosis in Yuma. If you have an extra hour today, you can look at this Tosis. Tosis in Yuma Nundalad. You open up Nundalad and Aleph. You're like, oh, great Tosis. Five lines. Turn over the page, iceberg. The whole page, right? So, what does this Tosfos talk about? It talks about very halacha l'maisa, drawing pictures, animals, sun, moon. Ask Tosfos, one second, isn't there a problem of losasa l'chapesel? How could Rav draw pictures? How could Rav draw pictures? So, nishalti says Tosfos. This is how he starts off the Tosfos. There was people that used to draw pictures of animals in their machzorim. Nishalti al osim shemitzayrim b'machzorim tsura. I think this was a summer, so we didn't have daf on this daf. Human and dalad. Al osim shemitzayrim b'machzorim tsuras chayos v'ofos im yafa osim olaf. People draw pictures in their machzorim. Now why? I don't think it's just doodling. Because bedafka they want to like be, I don't know, they want to draw awesome pictures. Veheshavti devade lo yafa osim. Tosfos, I don't think it's a good idea. Why? Say lamaisa, it's not a good idea. Shemitoch shemistaklim b'tzuros halalo emechavn liban lavim shveshamayim. It's something else to do during chazaras hashat. So look at these pictures, right? See, I don't think it's a good idea. They're going to be busy looking at the beautiful pictures, right? So therefore, Tosfos says they're not being mechavin. I don't think if Tosfos would be into all of the survivor's guard to chazaras hashat on Yomim Noroim books, right? So I don't think try to listen to the Shishwan Asrei. Umihu ain kan iser de losas al chapesel. But then Tosfos says, don't think there's an Israel losasach al-pasel here. Why? Tamaskin of Erekal Tzlamim. He goes through the whole big Tosfos here. And then he says, that does not apply to pictures. Pictures don't apply to, on most cases. Sheminei tzvaim ba'alma ve'im be'im ha'moshes klal. To lo chayshinan l'chshada ela b'chosam bolet. It has to be sticking out. V'lo b'chosam shokeya. V'kolshkin b'davar zeh she'in alo shokeya v'lo bolet ela min tzeva ba'alma. It's only a flat, two-dimensional? Right? One-dimensional? What do you say if it's flat? Two-dimensional. Two-dimensional items, therefore there is no issur there, at least when it comes to animals, right? This was the controversy when photography first came out. All the gedolim were like, is this an issur? Los asos l'chapesos. People! Well, see, people and certain celestial beings are more chamor than everything else, right? Because los asos iti, los asos osi. Right, so that's people and more chomer, but by animals, so it says clearly that if it's flat, it's not sticking out, not a problem. Venir Ali, the Afilu, could a Jew work in the National Mint? Because there, the picture is bolate from the coin. So there could be a shayla. So your shayla, because there is it's a person and it's bolate from the coin. Anyway, this is the big sugya in Yuma Daf Nun Daled, and this is quoted Halacha Maaseh in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about these cases. Look at all these cases. This is the issue of dolls. My mother tells me that she was younger. She was young. My grandmother used to knock off the nose of all the dolls, right? Because Los Asun, right? You can't have a perfect person. So if you knock off the nose, so then it's then it wouldn't be a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya Kuf Mem Aleph. I'll just read you one sif. Kuf Mem Aleph Vav. Tsuros Habehemos Chayos Vaofos Vidagim. Pictures of all different animals, vitsuros ilanos, vidashim or trees, mutter latsur osam, viafilo haisa hatsura boletes. Even boletes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? It's a discussion in the Rishonim, right? Even if it's boletes, you're allowed to make them. When it comes to animals, right? There are different seifim here about people, about the sun and the moon. So the Taz says, mikol makom. Kasev Rabbeinu Al Yakim Dein Latzur Bebeis HaKnesses Tzuros Elu Shalo Yei Nira Kimishtachav Elohem. The Taz says don't draw them in shul. Sometimes shuls have different pictures up. You shouldn't draw have big murals of animals on the walls, because you know you're not gonna it'll appear like you're being mishtachav, right? Like to say Malachi, you're not allowed to daven to a mirror in front of a mirror because it's Nira Kimishtachav. I guess this is a mockery. You shouldn't daven by a zoo next to certain cages. Right, that also would be the same kind of a halacha. That is that's the Taz. The Shachir has a big discussion about, does this apply even to lions? Lions might be different, says the Shach. Mashma dafilo arye mutter. Is that true? And then he quotes the Bach, that says, according to the Bach, doesn't think so, because Ari is one of the mazalos. So how can you draw the Ari? So then the Shach says, 1 minute, according to the Shach, all the mazalos should be yasser. And there are other the shore, there's dli, you shouldn't be able to draw a pail, right? A lot of things should be yasser. So the Shach says, we never heard such an yasser. The only yasser must be to draw all the constellations biyachad. That's what the problem is. Cain nira li, says what? Right, that all the different constellations shouldn't be drawn. But again, this is a big discussion. If you the dolls and what about a bust of a person, right? All of these come up. Okay. Then the shaila is, once it's made, are you allowed to have it? Are you allowed to have it? There's a shehiyah in the house. But this is the discussion of Rav. What did Rav draw? Right. The Rashbam says he drew chayes va'ofos. Yuma nundalad. Tosas has a long discussion of this sukkah. Weiter. Itmar. We still have Dina to Machus Adina coming up. Itmar. Sada ha-misuyemes b'meitzareha. Let's say you have a field that is misuyam, right? It's filled with borders. You know exactly the borders of the field. Amar, if one of my Rav kibashi, he hishwa makosh echad kanakula. Rav says, you stick one shovel into the ground, you're kona the whole thing. That's kini chazaka. Ushmuel amar, no, lo kona elamaka machush bovad. Shmuel says, no, chazaka, you can walk around the whole field. But if you just stick one shovel in, you're only kona under that shovel. We paskin like Rav. Right? Paskin like Rav, even though helps a kishmuel bedini. But still here we pass on like Shmuel, we pass on like Rav, say the Rishonim. What if it's not Mesuyam? Let's say it's not a specific bordered field, so Ad, comma, so within Shitas Rav. So how much do you have to do if it's not specifically bordered? Rav Papa Kita Azel Taira Deshure Bahadur. Enough you have to do that an ox pulls the plow back and forth, meaning two rows. Two rows of a field, that's enough to be kona the entire field. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nechse Obed Kochavim Harihin Kemidbar, Nechasim of a non-Jew are like a midbar. They're hefker. What does that mean? So the case is where a Jew is buying something from a non-Jew, and the Jew paid for it already, but the non-Jew did not deliver the goods to him yet. He didn't get it yet. So that's a limbo period. The Gemara says, Kala Maksim and Zachabahen. At that time, even though the Jew paid for it already, any third party could come in and swoop down and get it. Why? My time, Obed Kochavim, Mechimati Zuzi Liyade Istalagle. A goy, once he gets his money, he's out. He's finished. Maos Konos, let's say, when it comes to a guy, for sure. Yisrael or Kone de Mati Star Liyade. But Yisrael only is Kone once he gets the star, once the kinyan is completed. And therefore, Hilka Harein Kamidbar. And therefore, there's still Hefker, because Machsa Bohen, Zacha Bohen. Is it talking about karka here? Let's say he's talking about karka. Yeah, let's say he's talking about karka. But the big issue is, this is one of the, there are a number of gemaras you have to put together, what type of kinyanim work between Jews and non-Jews, right? It's a big mechiritz chametz issue. The post can talk about, we do five different kinyanim to play it safe. But here the gemara says clearly that kesef would work, right? The language of the Rashbam, is that all kinyanim of a non-Jew are with kesef. And therefore, that's why it works. That's why it is in this limbo. It's in this limbo period. The Rashbam quotes a machlokas. This is all the Rishonim play, get into the act here. Does the person who came in and quote unquote stole the item that was just paid for, does he have to pay back the first buyer? So that is a machlokas Rishonim. So machlokas Rishonim, the Rashbam says there's a daya that says yes, but I think not. So what's the whole point that it's midbar? If he has to pay him back, it's not midbar. It's not like hefker. So it must be, says the Rashbam, that you don't have to pay back. But the Rambam and Rov Rishonim say that you do have to pay back. Because right when he pays for it, there is a connection to the first lokeach, even though it's not totally his. Right? The Rabbeinu Hananel quoted here in the Rishonim say it's like a mashkon. He has a connection to it. And that's why he has to pay the first owner. Get all the Rishonim, discuss it here. That is discussion number one. The other discussion is that the Rashbam says, fine, he has to pay him back, but he's for sure considered a Rasha. That's what the Rashbam says. It's not a Graysa thing to do. It's not a great thing to do. He's considered a Rasha. Why? It's no better, second to last skinny line in the Rashbam. Numiu nira be'enai, dahai sheni Rasha ikri. The kibbutz yavlo keach rishon zuze logara me'ani hamahapech b'charara. No greater, no, it's no worse than the sugya in kedushin and tas, where you have an ani that's searching around in a pile. He's about to find something, and somebody else comes in and swoops and takes it from him. The gemara there says that person's a Russian. He violates gezel. Ani mahavek b'charara. That's the case there. So the Rashbam says it's no worse than that, and therefore he's a Russia there. He's a Russia here. The rush right here says no. He's not a Russia here. Because ani mahavek b'charara is worse. Because what's ani mahavek b'charara? Right, the person coming in, we tell him, you found this mitziah, so go find another mitziah. There are plenty of mitziahs out there. But here, who says he's going to find something else? There's a piece of land that's being sold. So therefore, if I don't get it, I might not get another one. So therefore, he's not even a Rasha, says the Rasha in this case. We still might not give you Mafta Yona. But he's not considered a halachic Rasha. Weiter. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's din. The Nechti Ovik Achavim, they're like a midbar. Amar Le'abaya, or Rabbi Yosef. Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel say this? Mi Amar Shmuel, Dina de Bachus Adina. Didn't Shmuel say Dina de Bachus Adina? Umalka Amar, and the law is, Lo Likni Aral El Begrisa. Even they hold that just money is not going to work. So why should you be able to get it? So let's finish first. Amar Le, Anolo Yadana. He says, I'm not sure. But Uvda, I know it happened. Uvda havi bedura derusa. There was a story in Dura derusa, name of a place. Be Yisrael to zaven arami over to kochavim. V'yasa Yisrael achrina rafik laporta. Right, one Jew bought it from a guy, and another Yisrael came in and dug. Also, came to Yehuda. Ok, maybe yada the sheni. Right, Rabbi Yehuda gave it to the sheni. So you see, it works. Amale, he said, Dura derusa, Kamer, you're trying to bring me a riot from that place, Dura derusa? Hasam bagi mitamri havi. No, there were hidden fields. There were hidden fields that the government didn't know about. De inu gufayabu avi avitas kalamalka. And the owners never paid taxes. They never paid taxes. And you know what the king said? Whoever finds those fields and pays taxes, they own them. Umalka amar mandi yof taska lechalara. So that's why don't bring me riots from there. Period. Okay, Dina Bachus Adina obviously is a huge sugya. We discussed it last, at least in the Dharam, the Ran in the Dharam Chafchas. We discussed there that the Ran there says that maybe it doesn't apply to, the Kasu B'Tosfos, the Ran in the Tosfos in the Dharam Chafchas, Tosfos in the Ran in the Dharam Chafchas quotes, the Dapcha Malki Ovid Kochavim, maybe it only applies by a goy. He could throw us out. But Malchi Yisrael, no. All Jews are Shutfin. So it doesn't apply. Rav Shachter points out in the Sefer, Ginas Egos, many take this Ran very inappropriately. First of all, they pass it like the Ran. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it like the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rov Rishonim, who say that there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew. Number two, what is the Ran saying? The Ran's talking about a case that Malchi Ovid Kochavim, There's no dina d'achuz dina by Jews, right? By a Jewish government, says the says the Rav. So Rav Shachter says, how do you understand that? Rav Shachter explains, that's talking about a case where, all the Gemaras, when they talk about Dina Machus Adina, it's talking about cases where the government is doing it to be ma'ashir, their own pockets. Where the money's going to their own pockets, there might be a chilek, because I'm a shutif with you, we're all Jews. But if you live in a democracy, this is in the Gines Egos on page Kufbe Beis. If you live in a democracy where most of your tax money goes to, for you, it goes for roads, it goes for schools, it goes for education, it goes for anything, then that's not Dina Machlus Adina. That is real shutfin, and that's a chiyuv of a partner to have to bear the part of the work. He says, it goes for police, it goes for fire, v'zit din shutfin, sha'arov tamid yachol lakov amia, v'hoti mamon mikisa. So of course you have to, chas v'shalom, of course you have to pay taxes to a Jewish government. And api pshuto, he says, you know what I think this is connected to? Our Shachter always sees everything from halachic eyes. Why is it when you sit on an airplane and all the flight attendants say, please close the shades? I want my shade open. I want to look out the window. I want to see the Alps. What do I have to close the shade for? They want to pretend it's nighttime? The answer is yes, because that's a chiyuv of hilchashchenim. Right? Everybody's in this together, and you have to participate. Doesn't matter what you want to do. You have to participate. So that's what Rav Shachter says. Just one final, again, there's so much here. Maybe we'll talk more about Dina Machlus Adina tomorrow. But just to quote you one other tshuva, which I saw yesterday. Yechavadas. Chelek Dalid Simin Samachay. Simin Samachay. Yechavadas, the tshuva is about Behyos V'yadua. Now, we know, according to Torah law, daughters do not inherit their father. Vizos benigud l'chok ha-medina. But if you look, according to Israeli law, where daughters get equal. So, ha-emutar l'fi ha-alacha, l'banos l'tvoa chelkan b'yerusha v'beis pishpat chiloni. Hey, if I'm a girl, I could go to the Beit Mishpat and did the Machlus Adina. Am I allowed to do that? Or do I say that it's, you're not allowed to. So, again, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, but he has a footnote here, an unbelievable footnote, where he talks about how, is there an Isser of Arkaos going to an Israeli court? Going to an Israeli court system. Is there an Isser of Arkaos? Right? And he ends up saying it basically is worse. It's worse than going to a non-Jewish court. He talks about being a lawyer. A lawyer, he's going to talk about, is not allowed to go to, you know, if you're a lawyer, you're not allowed to go to an Israeli court if you're being Toveya. If you're being Nitva, they don't have a choice. But a Toveya, he says, Isser Chomer B'Yoser. I'm his dining b'fneim over my l'fneiver. Maybe we'll read it tomorrow. I'll just read that line. Orech din yirei shemayim shenidrash liyatzeg b'beit mishpat adam shor tovei mamon mechaveiro l'fi alacha chayev limon amikach shem sayeh b'di over aveiro v'ini yochol avo b'tayin ashu ozer rak b'shlichas atoveya. No, ze'eno. Divri ava divri atama, divri mishomen. Ein shlichas divri aveiro. Avol yatzeg nitva. You don't have a choice. You're defending a guy from losing his money, then you'd be able to do it. But tomorrow, maybe we'll start with this tshuva, where he talks about Rabim Hato'im Miderach HaSeichel. They're Jewish! What do you mean? They're Jewish! Right? No. Maybe that's even worse, Rav Avadia says. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. It's Yoredeya Dalat Samachay.